This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Yes, live action is different from that. Yes, it was fun working on the movie. No, I've never been to France.
about 12 minutes.
Okay, what would you do if a rat cooked your dinner?
I'd say that's amazing. Did anybody see that? A rat just cooked me dinner. I actually have no problem with rats. People say, you're skeeved out by rats. First of all, it's animated. So no, I'm not frightened by an animated rat. But I have no problem at all with rats. I guess I don't want it cooking my dinner, but I don't know. And I see rats. I live in New York City. I see rats all the time. Except for the skeevy pink tail, no problem. And I hear they make great pets. That's a fact. Somebody who interviewed me said I have two rats, and they're like having a ferret or what have you. So, if I talk about this fucking movie one more day, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. We've been doing this a month.
Let's talk about other things.
And I love the movie, too. That's the weirdest thing. They think I'm slamming the movie. I cannot. I'm not cut out for this. I'm just not cut out for this.
What do you want to talk about?
I'll talk about anything. I'll tell you, I can't wait to see it. I saw it screening by myself before it was finished and loved it. I am really excited to see it. I swear, I have no reason, obviously no reason to lie to you, I would say. I loved it. I don't fucking want to talk about it one more day. I can't. It's been a month.
Is this your last day doing press?
No.
How many more days do you have?
Till the 30th. We started, Matt and I went on tour a month ago, and every city we go to, they hook us up every day, starting with like, good morning, Utah, and until like 2:15 or whatever. That's every outlet you could have. CatFancy.com. You know what I mean? I'm gonna fucking die. I don't want to talk about it. Not one more day. And I love the movie. And they won't let me be free. You can't be free. You can't. You have no will. You have no free will.
I'll tell you.
They're outside the door now. They. I'm not cut out for this.
Are you seeing the final movie tonight?
Yes.
And so you're looking forward to it. Were you seeing?
What did I say? What? Did I say I was looking forward to it?
Yes.
I did. I said, I'm so excited.
I'll tell you, it's
the movie. Dig the potatoes out of your ears. I said, I love the movie. I can't wait to see it. Where are you from? Who's your service? Where are you? Who are you?
This?
No, wait. What.com are you?
I run a site called Collider.
I was going to say, what hipster fanboy?
I run Cat Fancy.
CatFancy.com for skate dudes. I like your rings.
Thank you.
And your nail polish. They threw mine away on the plane, so every night I take a black magic marker and fix it.
There's a place in Melrose that's great.
But I live in New York. They threw my nail polish away when I...
That doesn't make any sense.
It's a liquid. It wasn't in a plastic baggie.
Okay, well, there's a great place in Melrose that I recommend.
Nail polish there.
Oh, no, I can buy nail polish anywhere, but we have been flying every single day, and yesterday, sometimes twice a day. Yesterday, Detroit in the morning, Detroit to Phoenix for the Phoenix stuff. Then last night, Phoenix to L.A. So twice a day, sometimes on the plane, they throw something away every day.
I'm very sorry.
It's not your fault at all. I'm just, I and they won't, you can't
what else you
be free.
So where else are you going?
Right now, nothing. Just the stand-up, and we're at the Troubadour Sunday if you guys are in town. Pat and I are at the Troubadour Sunday.
I was going to ask you, are you already... Okay, I'll just bring it up because it's just an easy target.
But sure.
Let's just fucking shotgun Paris.
Bring up Paris Hilton, I'm going to...
Then let's move on to something
else. She's a young girl. Who cares? If it's the media who is to be condemned for wasting my time. You want to talk about Scooter Libby? I'll talk about Scooter Libby all day. You're a news organization. Not you. The news organization. Don't you dare put these girls on, blame them for you covering them, and then say it's the public getting what they want. Don't blame me for your failure of ambition, news service. That blows my mind that there are war crimes going on every day, as there always is globally, and we are looking at young girls being teenage or early. When you were 21, if there was a camera following you around, what would they have footage of? Think about it. They just everybody. So what if she doesn't wear underwear? I don't give a flying fuck who doesn't wear underwear at all. And don't take a picture of it. You know what I mean? Like, and don't blame her. Hey, I took a picture of her vagina. Can you believe her? Do you know what I mean? Like, isn't that weird?
Do you think Al Gore will run?
I don't know. I honestly, I think it's completely possible, but I don't know. So I really feel like it's universal contingency. Anything could happen at any time. So
who are you leaning toward right now?
Any Democrat who believes in science. Anyone who believes in science.
So if you were forced to...
That doesn't think that the Museum of Natural History and Science isn't a hoax by Satan. I would anyone who doesn't think that museum is a hoax by Satan, I'll vote for.
Do you vote in the primary?
I vote in the New York primary, New York State, yeah.
So are you, like, do you have, like, Hillary or Barack?
Either. Any Democrat. At this point, I will vote for the primary.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I happen to like Hillary and Barack Obama, so there's no, you know, it's not a chore.
Right.
I don't like when they tack right. I don't like when they pander to the least among us, the right wing.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why Democrats keep taking that bad advice. I guess it's the human condition to be well-liked, even by people who will never like you. It's being a human being, and politicians are human, too. Why anyone would tack... That's like me trying to curry favor with gang rapists. You know what I mean? Like, I hope they like me. I hope I say the right thing on stage so that the Klan likes me. You know what I mean? I don't know why they want to do that, but Hillary and Barack are fine with me. I don't like when they tack right. You know what I mean? To pander.
Yeah.
I don't like that in anybody, and I don't like it in them. But they're Democrats, and they believe in science. Good enough for me at this point. That's fine.
What do you think about Michael Moore's Sicko?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure I will like it. I just like him. I like his stuff so far. If his past work is any indication, I'm going to assume, like Pixar. I love The Incredibles. I love Iron Giant. I love Toy Story 2. One assumes that Ratatouille will be of that caliber. And, you made me talk about it.
Actually,
somehow you got me.
I know you did,
and somehow.
What's the best movie you've seen so far this year?
Oh my gosh.
We're helping you here, see? We're giving you.
You know, I always. I always forget what's released in the year.
I haven't
seen that yet.
I haven't gone to the movies with you, so I don't.
I don't go to the movies. I have this, and here's why. It's not because I'm snob. I have a pinched piriformis nerve, a sciatic nerve pinched down my right side. Sitting is unbearable for more than little snippets at a time. So I have not, and I have two herniated discs that are right now in remission, if you can use that term. And so sitting in a theater is, I just can't do it.
So what's on your TiVo?
I don't have TiVo.
What do you watch on TV?
I like, Sopranos, Colbert Report, Daily Show, Reno 911. Keith Olbermann. I like Frontline. I like
people who like science or believe in.
I like people who believe in science in general. I watch TLC. Anything on TLC. I like Animal Planet. I'm just getting into John from Cincinnati. Although I was really ready after I got boned on The Sopranos. I didn't want to hear thing one from John from Cincinnati. But I'll tell you, they got me. Little bit.
Yeah, they ended the last episode really well.
I know.
The second episode.
I know, somehow they did it. I was going to say, unless John has something to say about David Chase, I don't want to hear from John from next night. But they got me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch any of your old movies?
Every night.
What's your favorite then?
No, I really don't. I don't. I have movies that are favorites not because of quality of content, but because of experience.
Okay.
And then there's ones that my favorite experiences and movies I loved doing were Wet Hot American Summer and The Matchmaker are just for two examples. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had fun on a lot of them. Clay Pigeons, I had Vince Vaughn, Best Company. I mean, like, there's not a funnier, better coworker if you had to be on a movie set in Ogden, Utah for 3 months. Vince Vaughn's your guy because he's incredibly funny and bright and good company.
And he likes to party.
And he can drink. That motherfucker can drink. But he's 6'5". I mean, a 6'5" person can drink. I was 5'1". I could not. I just wound up shit-faced and blacking out all the time.
In Utah?
In dry Utah. That's the testament to Vince Vaughn's personality. No one says no to that dude. He's like a politician. He makes everyone love him, and they give him booze in dry counties.
So what film are you most proud of your...
Well, not because of... I mean, when I say proud of, it's not thanks to me.
Uh-huh.
Ratatouille, it's honest to God, the best film I've ever been in. And I get to say I'm in a movie with Peter O'Toole. I'm proud of the Laramie Project. I'm proud of the Abbie Hoffman movie, although I can't say that I had anything to do with it. And also, the Abbie Hoffman movie had a lot of flaws. But I'm proud that they covered Abbie Hoffman. I don't get offered a lot of movies where it's like seminal works that are edifying and change lives. And I've also not had the good fortune to be in Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind or... You know what I mean? Like these movies that I could sit here and say that was an emotional piece of work. I wish I could, but I unfortunately don't think that there's many people that really see me doing very much. You know, in my early career, I was asked to do a handful of things. Be Daria. And then they turn around and say, you can only be... You know what I mean? I was asked to do that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm a chatty person, and it's I don't walk around going, oh, great. That's great. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... And so you're asked to do a few things if you do it well in something, and then people really want you to keep doing it. And then I think it started with Larry Sanders because of Paula's character. I was asked to be dour, and also I didn't know what I was doing, and I had not acted before that, really, so I was shy. But it was based on a real person who acted like that. If you saw the Larry Sanders Show, my character was based on somebody that worked at David Letterman. I'm not going to say the name because that person would probably go, "What the fuck? That's how they see me?" And so I was dour. And then I would, some other people would say, I need this dour. And, you know, Doc Martin wearing, and also I'm 42. It's like, I'm not going to run around Doc Martin's going, "No, smash the patriarchy." It's just unseemly. But
do you regret it then, any of them?
No. I didn't start acting until I was 27. I mean, I had a lot of great good fortune early on, and then I didn't realize it goes away sometimes. I didn't understand, like, oh, one of these days it's not going to be like that. But one of the problems was is you're seen as not versatile, and you're seen as a person that does one thing. And there is always going to be a new person to do that one thing after about 5 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't remember what the original question was. What not the regret one. You asked something before. Oh, proud of.
Proud of.
So I'm proud of a lot of stuff, but not because I had anything to do with it. The writers are responsible or the other, you know what I mean? So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just throw it out there because I have to. But could were you surprised by the genius of Brad Bird? I mean, like...
Well, not surprised because, like I said, those other movies are very, very good, but I was surprised at how good Ratatouille was, and I don't mean that as a slam or anything. I did not know, because you know, I didn't have a script, and you just get your sides. I only know what I say until I say it, because they don't want any pages on the internet or anything. It took 5 years to make this. They had to build the software to create careworn streets and cobblestones and a dirty floor, because it's a computer's nature to clean and make it perfect. So they had to find a way that they could have software that would make a cobblestone that looked 325 years old in the streets of Paris and a kitchen floor that had been battered. And every night, the computer would clean it up. Like, they would draw it, and the computer would level out the floor or clean the rust spots. I know that sounds strange.
Sounds like Terminator.
It sounds like a creepy thing, like, computer, don't clean. And then the computer cleans it. So they built a software that would make an old thing look old and dirty, like the kitchen. And the buildings and the streets. So over the 5 years, they don't want script pages leaking out to get to anyone who could redo the story before Pixar can get it out there or something like that. So I never saw anything other than what I say. Do you know what I mean?
You didn't even know what you're responding to?
Brad Bird and Brad Lewis will play that part for that page. I only get my...
But you don't even...
I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
Anything that comes before me, anything that is after me. So when I saw it, before it was finished by myself, I was like, oh, this is great. And that's what I mean. Like, I was like, what a good story. I had no idea. So I'm seeing it like you are. I only know what I say. And I don't even know what the other person, you know what I mean, really says to me.
So were you surprised when Brad, how did you, again, I'm sorry. But
that's okay.
You,
how did I get involved? Yeah. I have no idea why. I have no idea. I'm endlessly flattered. All I know is my manager called me and said, would you like to do this Pixar film? And I said, yes. I don't know why. I heard that Brad Bird and Brad Lewis were fans of Air America Radio. And they would listen to my broadcasting voice. Just like they heard Patton's first CD, Feeling Kind of Patton. They just like the tone and timbre, because Pixar is the star. They don't need Owen Wilson. Do you know what I mean? To be the car, or whatever it is. You know, they don't need a huge star's voice. Pixar is the star. So they can have people that are not put asses in seats. You know what I mean? Like, there's not like anybody's going, I'm going to that Janine Garofalo movie. You know what I mean? And Patton Oswalt. Boy, Patton Oswalt's the star of it. Let's go. They just hear it. Like, they heard Patton's voice talking about Black Angus Steakhouse on his comedy album. You know that bit? Oh. The Black Angus, now we're going to sell you off the bread bowl. And, like, he talks about all the food they make you eat. And so they were like, that's the guy. And then they heard me on Air America. And from their ear on the radio. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? They just like the sound of people's voices. And Peter O'Toole, there's no need to explain why you would want that sound. And Ian Holm. Do you know him? Brad Garrett. So they just, Will Arnett. They all have very distinctive kind of qualities of their voice. And Will Arnett and I were talking that he didn't know he was German. I didn't know he was French. We just said yes, and no knowledge. Both showed up the first day not knowing we were supposed to do accents. So we were like, what? Because we both thought we were just American cooks or something. And they were like, no, you're German. Which is a little easier to wing, I think, than French. But
you'd think they maybe would let you know.
They did. That's a testament to our lack of paying attention. They did let us know. We didn't pay attention. Neither one of us put two and two together.
Any more movies after this? Literally nothing.
I'm back out on tour in the fall with Dave Cross and Marc Maron, and hopefully I will be doing, if he is amenable, more shows with Henry Rollins. And then I'm working on a series idea with Paramount Television.
What if a movie role you've always wanted to do? What would it be to sort of get away from anything else? Is there something?
Oh my God! I don't know. I just wish I had. I wish that somebody would have the confidence in me that Brad Bird and Brad Lewis did. I would love a challenge. Like, I would love to be challenged in a live action film.
What about Southland Tales? What happened to that?
Oh, I have no idea. Ask Richard
did
Kelly.
You see it?
No. I'm only in it for like 5 minutes. I had no idea what's going on. It's like Donnie Darko. You figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I have no idea what's happening.
All right, thank you all.
Oh, see ya.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you.